I took a pill in Ibiza.
We will not be doing that, Nicholas, all right? Because we're good. We're good people. Although we are going to Ibiza, aren't we?
We are excited, yes. We're going at the end of this month, in about 2 weeks, for a weekend. Let's have a little meeting now, live on the show. Are we going to do any podcast stuff while we're there, or is it just going to be a holiday?
See, well, I feel like we've already spoke about this a little bit. I'm pro doing it, and you're not. You just kind of want a holiday, even though, FYI, I'm the one that does all the bloody work after.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's a combination of like just wanting to have a weekend where we just chill out, don't think about it. And is there going to be that much to talk about? Like, yeah, we're going to party. There'll be some nice places to see.
Well, let me just tell you, I wrote us a schedule this morning. We're going to be partying hard. We're going to Ushuaia. We're going to be looking at some caves, some waterfalls. We're going to possibly be on some mopeds, going around the island, checking out some secret beaches. There you go, that's enough to talk about.
Yeah, we'll probably do some Instagram stories or pictures or whatever. I don't know, we'll see. Anyway,
we're going. If anyone gets in touch, then I guess that kind of sorts it. If people want it, we've got to give the people what they want.
Yeah, true, but I don't know if I want to do it.
You don't have to do anything. All you do is talk. And then I do all the hard work.
You like find interviews and stuff. But okay, maybe. To be
only
confirmed.
If it organically happens, because yeah. This is an organic show.
That's true.
Anyway, right, let's talk about what we need to talk about.
So, yeah, why are you hearing us in your ears right now? We've got some announcements. We got some important information we thought we should get across to you guys now. The first being the biggest news, really. Second faux party. That is great. But, yeah, this is cool. So, obviously, we spoke about the first one a lot. We're not going to go back into that. But afterwards, a lot of people were saying, are you guys going to do it again? And we thought, it wasn't actually the plan to do another one in this year anyway, but we thought, okay, we're going to South America end of the year, let's organise a get-together in London before we go away.
Absolutely.
And this one's going to be a bit more chilled. We're going to start in a place where we can be either in like a pub environment or a hostel bar where we can just sit and chat. And then we can either stay there all night or, if we feel like it, we'll move on to somewhere more party. Because last time we kind of started in the party place, and then once it got really going, some people wanted to go to a pub to chill out. And anyway, this way, I think this way's best. We can sit and chat and then we can decide later if we're going to move on.
Yeah, because, well, my dream night for this anyway would be, yeah, let's go to a pub, have some chats, and then let's go party later. So, because we've got some people coming from America, from Oslo already, Copenhagen again.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of people coming, but I think we need to show them the real London. So we'll give them the British English pubs, then take them to the clubs, like maybe Fabric or something like that.
I agree. But a venue is still to be confirmed. If you're interested, just keep an eye on our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, blah, 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 or email us. Just stay in touch. We will be telling you guys where it's going to be. But yeah, holy shit, like you said, we've already got someone from America who's booked their flights.
I can't believe it. And actually, to make it even bigger, it's his first time out of the US.
This is crazy.
Like, we don't know this guy. He's contacted us through the podcast, which is incredible. But we're so happy and excited to meet him on his first journey out of the US, which is just crazy.
Have we said the date yet? Saturday 21st of October in London, okay?
We are way too good at this. Also, we have a Facebook page as well, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
For the event.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, yeah, check out, that's the best thing to do. Check out our Facebook page. There's an event there and all the updates and information will be there. So, yeah, please, if you guys can come down to London for the weekend, should be a lot of fun. It was really good to meet a lot of people last time. There's going to be a lot of people coming to this one who couldn't make the last one. It should be good. Moving on. Next announcement. We are on couchsurfing because it's something that we'd like to use when we're traveling, and we'd really like you guys, if you're listening, to stay with us. If you're coming to London, you're welcome to stay at our place. If you're not aware, the way couchsurfing works is it's completely free, a bit like Airbnb without the money. We're under Amy's name, Amy Thompson, and we live in Chelmsford. If you want to couchsurf with us, look us up.
That's Thompson without a P as well, so it's Thomson. I hardly ever have to spell that. I always just tell people my name's Amy Lee. Yeah. I don't like my married name, Sols.
Used to be Amy Lee.
Yeah.
Stop living in the past.
But yeah, I'm Amy Thompson on couchsurfing. Hit us up. Next point, we want to talk about merchandise because we've been trying to think of a way that we can make a little bit of money to go towards making this podcast, because while we're at home at the moment, it's fine. We've got some studios and that's all good. but we are going to be doing a lot more traveling in the future, and we're thinking, how can we make this podcast while we're on the road just to keep things going? So instead of charging for the podcast, because we're never going to do that, this content is always going to be free for you, and we always want to keep it that way, we're now thinking merchandise. So we're going to make some like cool t-shirts and stuff like that, and there's also going to be a what, Nick?
Possibly a mug.
Yes, there's going to be a mug. What the faux mug? I mean, everybody wants one. So yeah, we're going to try and get some stuff that you guys can buy if you want to. Obviously, no pressure to do that. But it's something that's going to help go towards cost of microphones and things like that to keep it sounding nice and professional. Well, as professional as we can make it while we're on the road.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, if there's a way you guys can contribute to the show and make it better, then that's going to be the way to do it. So we'll let you know information on where you can get t-shirts and stuff from when it happens. The last thing we're going to mention on this little mini episode, we just want to say thanks to a lot of people that have given us some really good feedback for our Syria episode, which was out at the start of this month. If you haven't heard it yet, go back and check it out. Our guest Ahmad, he's got this incredible story to tell. And we got messages from people saying they were crying, they found it really inspirational.
Yeah.
And like, we didn't know how you guys were going to take it because it was different from what we normally do, but people seem to like it so far. Just a special thank you to Kimberly Lorimer, AKA
yes.
Legend. Patrick Hart, he actually gave us the best bit of feedback. He wrote this really long message.
Yeah, he did. It blew me away, like all of his feedback, just explaining how he enjoyed the episode and how he thinks that people should listen to it, and it's given a new face to refugees. Like, it was amazing.
Yep. Charlie Keep also, she got emotional. Charlie Keep, AKA Pocket Trailblazer, she got a bit emotional. She said it brung a tear to her eye.
While she was cooking as well.
Same can be said for Kolha or Kolja, K-O-L-J-A, Kolha.
We need to get better with our foreign names.
Well, Kolja von Meltzer. What a name that is.
That is an amazing name.
I think he's a guy from Germany who got in touch. But again, he said, you know, a really powerful episode. Thank you. And Chris Searle, he also said really interesting stuff. And Chris Searle, who's a travel YouTuber, he came to our last party, actually. He also got in touch to say it was really good stuff. So yeah, thank you. I'm glad you guys liked it. Really glad. And thanks for letting us know.
Glad you liked it.
Awesome. I think that's about it. What we've done, a beefer, second faux party, merchandise, serial love. Anything else? Couch surfing.
I think that's the update done.
Please feel free to get in touch with the show. You can do that by checking out our website, www.whatthefoetravelpodcast.com. From that, you can find all of our social media channels. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Our email address is whatthefoetpodcast@gmail.com.